Okay, anger. Right off the bat, I'm going to challenge that word as very misleading to certainly Westerners, but I think overall, I think the word anger is something we think of. There's so much violence in our cultures these days. I mean, forget the news and daytime television. Look at the movies. I mean, everything seems to be a sort of a negotiation of anger. Certainly, it's hard to imagine the violence that takes place between people. And I don't just mean guns and martial arts and MMA, but I also mean screaming and plotting and the devaluation of life. That's all violence. But there we stumbled onto this world of anger, this idea. And I'll do what I did in the last video and remind you again, 3,000 realm in each and every single moment of thought. We talked about hell, hunger, and animality. And these all seem to compound on one another. Do you see the lens shifting a little bit on the ego, the I, the way the mind perceives self and environment? From hell, where rage and just outright spewing of misery and inward hell, outward hell, right? That's actually closer to what we think of when we say the word anger, you know? From stubbing your toe on something and then kicking it across the room, that burst, that's hell, not anger. Rage, that's a feature of hell, not anger. I just want you to get this subtlety in your mind, because when we go through the 10 worlds, this is what we're doing. We're going from our lowest lizard brain self on up to our most enlightened perception of a self that is the universe, not this isolated little incident that we're so hypercritical of. And you see that hell is a very, very, very insular, personal little thing that's very explosive. Hunger is the starting to reach out for satiation somehow from outside of that hell, right? Tendrils reaching out. Animality, competing with others for those morsels. And now we're in anger. And anger is far more devious. Anger now is the ego at its all of these lower worlds are very self-destructive. Hell, you could argue, is extremely self-destructive. It's all about self. And hunger is also about self, but it's about satiation from outside the self. Animality puts us vying for resources with cowardice and prowling and grabbing. But anger is a little bit more self-developed. It becomes, how can I manipulate others to my will? Ah, they're not just simply there to be either superior to or inferior to. They're people I can manipulate into my desires. Right? How do I get that promotion? Who can I... Maybe somebody has to be sacrificed. Yeah, he may be better than me. She may be better than me. But I know how to make her look terrible. And I know how to put myself in the situation first so I look like the one. I'll steal their work. I'll appropriate their efforts. And I'll take credit. That's the world of anger. Right? And though we live in very authoritarian times, and I already told you that's a very good example of animality, how does that animality promote and maintain its position? Anger. Politics. Oh, he looked at a bad magazine. He must be a bad person. I would never do that. Complete crap. Character assassinations. That's all manipulation, right? That's anger. Ultimately, you're crapping all over yourself, aren't you? But we want the short-term gain. Because if we're in an authoritarian place, and everyone is dabbling in their worlds, but centered around animality, then all I have to do is win for a moment, and I can carry the propaganda for that well on top of any logic that comes up later. People can prove me wrong, but it doesn't make me wrong because I'm authoritarian and I've already made the statement. And you know what? I'll keep saying the statement. That'll make it more true. Boy, do we live in that world a lot these days. Certainly politically, certainly online, certainly in media. Because carrying great lies as a soundbite has become the gauge for winning. It's like all reason and obvious truth it has been thrown out the window. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that flame will burn your flesh as long as I keep telling you that this is how you show loyalty. Okay. So it's no wonder that Shakyamuni called these the lower worlds, that Tendai and identified them as our mind's perverted lower tendencies, very self-destructive. And you might say, well, self-destructive, you know, make all drugs legal because, you know, if people want to self-destruct, that's up to them. But that's not the problem. The problem is that it's infectious. It influences. So all the other worlds are involved, right, in that anger. It's a self-destruction that drags everything around it in to its self-destruction. As much as it's geared for external destruction, it's all about the self again. Anger. you begin to see a different coloration, a different feel, the force field around the word anger now? I'll set a booby trap. Anger. Yeah, there's animality in that. There's I want to be superior. I want to subjugate. But anger is much more psychological in that it's a mental justification, planning. It's very insipid, right? And it's a mindset. In other words, it's not as fleeting because it takes much more conscious effort to be in the world of anger. And as I've said earlier, we are in these worlds all the time. What keeps us from the extraordinarily unlife-affirming behavior of these manipulations, mechanizations, and machinations, you would say, or plotting and planning, from carrying those things out? Because those thoughts, that world is there. So what we'd like to do is train our higher worlds to go, and with compassion say, that's not necessary. That's silly. Look at yourself. That won't advantage you. In what way would that advantage you? It will just set you up for more. It'll keep you in a very tenuous, fragile place. That's not life affirming. Let's do things that celebrate life. Oh, just thinking about it this way, we're kind of in learning. And maybe we have a realization, oh, there's a whole other way I could approach this. That would be celebratory. And still make gains. Oops, animality. Right? This is how our minds work. It just depends on where our focus shifts. What maybe would be called a mood. What groups of tendencies will I nurture? So yeah, anger, it's always going to be there, but there is a bodhisattva of anger, right? Or more appropriately, there are higher worlds I can bring to bear on this tendency toward anger, animality. Even hunger becomes much more obvious from a different place, let alone hell. Right? This is the dynamics of the 10 worlds. Always, always keep that in mind. Right? When a mother appeals to her child with some kind of a story to influence her child to behave correctly. Her story may not be factual. It may even be a manipulation of the child's perception of the world. But her bodhisattva and her understanding of her child's mental limits, Buddhahood, are using anger in a positive way to direct a child to better behavior. Anger can be positive? Yes, because it's influenced by these higher worlds. So mind blown, right? These lower worlds aren't all bad, but they have bad tendencies, and it is only with higher worlds that we can even utilize those mental attributes and experience in a constructive, life-affirming way. Ah, I begin to see the understanding of the 10 worlds. Does that make sense? So these lower worlds are not where we want to restrict our mental travel. This is how it's used in Buddhist texts and teachings. There are 3 lower paths. There are 6 lower paths. There are 3. They're called different things. But do you see the isolation? There's never the one. It's always these 3 can be an inescapable place, a very horrific place to be. These 6 are indicative of our samsaric life. This is where humanity likes to sit, between this terrible, terrible self-deprivation and anger and, well, not even anger, just hell, hunger, and animality. It's just very, very they were actually much smarter than we used to give them credit, but very animal, very basic, very life unaffirming, very self-hating. And as soon as you expand that to include, yes, anger, but also nin or humanity and others, as we will see in the 6 lower paths, we navigate our humanity. With Buddhism, we add the 4 higher paths, and that pulls us out of that roiling, egotistical behavior and raises our mind, our mental condition, to higher perception of what we're capable of and what humanity is capable of. So we're getting to the cusp of that with anger. And then our next world, I get so involved in these discussions, and our next world is kind of a jolt. They're all jolts of their own kind. Page-turning karma. I haven't said that in a while. Yeah. Then we get to sometimes called tranquility, or nin, Japanese for tranquility. I've also seen it written as humanity or human beings. The main thing about that is a non-change, a stasis. So it's kind of a respite world. And we'll get into that next. Interesting that it comes right after anger, though. Because again, anger is a word that makes us think violence. But there's an aspect of anger, a very strong aspect of anger, that is about positioning and manipulation and backstabbing. But it can also be, as I've already described, a clever method of leading people to better behavior. So it's not all bad, that world. It's kind of a transitory thing, which will bring us to nin, or tranquility, or humanity, as you prefer. We'll get into that next. Hopefully, anger means something a little different to you now. And you can consider the different ways in which you would influence that mental, another way to say it, a mental image or positioning of that ego, that self, within a societal, albeit an intimate societal form. And that's what we're growing into now. We went from a very small speck of self in hell, right, to hunger, starting to perceive our environment and draw from it for ourself, but we're a bigger self now. Animality, now we recognize there's a bunch of selves around us and we're in competition. To anger, how can I manipulate this situation to my advantage, others' advantage? Oh, that seems to be a little bit more democratic almost. The self is expanding more and more. So logically, the next step, what might that be like? So that's all I'll say about anger for now. I hope to see you in the next one. I love your participation and your efforts. Namo Myoho Kyo, our Sangha, slowly growing. Like, subscribe, share. Use this as part of your practice for yourself and perhaps to help others, if it's appropriate, as a podcast or a video. Slowly, we will affect our environment, our communities, our world. Our sanghas all over the world already. So let's be that positive influence, right? Let's use our worlds toward life-affirming behavior in ourselves and inspire others to do the same. That's our bodhisattva life, right? I'll see you in the next one. Please take care of your health. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. With love, I'll see you soon.